is Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.
We have my mother, Claire Fizzle, on the line. We've got the beautiful, pristine Whipfly Whippers mum. And it's time for Wrap Up of the Week.
I love it when you rap battle on Friday. Don't know how much that Whipper weighs. Ask him later on at the buffet.
Okay, no buffets, mate. Buffets are gone now in lockdown. Claire Fitzgerald, here we go. Let's go. Yeah. Cypress Hill, mum. Bring it home for the Fitzgeralds, mum. Come on. Let's do it, mum. Oh, you'll hear that sound down south. Here we go, mum.
Claire Fizzle here to stitch up my son. When he was born, we said, what have we done? He grew to be 6'6". We now know he's full of shit. Difficult child when he was younger. Police knew him well in Port Noarlunga. My friend said, he'll do well at Fitzy. What, that kid there making seats at Mitzi's?
Yeah.
His hair was long and resembled a mop. He was 17 when his balls finally dropped. Did you ever meet a girl? We'd love to meet her. Face full of pimples and head like a pizza. Struggled at school, he was pretty thick. Obvious genes that he picked up from Mick. Not bad on telly, and I'm proud of my son until he and Whipper did 20-1. We do love you, Ryan, and what you have done. It's a long way from birth when I tried to run. Big boy now, you've grown up so quickly, and do us a favour and keep living in Sydney.
Do that, mum.
That was
Why
huge.
Were you
well done.
Yelling
Claire
so
Fizzle.
Much.
I get it. That was powerful.
All right, Christine Winfrey.
All right, Steenie.
All right, here we go. All right, take it away, Christine. Here we go.
That was proud.
Get off the bong there, Christine, if you can. Here we go.
Wouldn't know what it is.
Bit of Cypress Hill. Go, Christine.
Baby Whipper was special. His clothes made of silk. So smart, he made Nutella from my breast milk. School life for Whipper didn't go to plan, cause he'd spend all night on the phone crying to Hellman. We named our son as soon as he was born Big Michael Whipfley, or BMW for short. His education soon became an issue. Instead of studying in his room, he just wasted all our tissues. A sportsman, sadly, Whipper was not. When he should have been kicking, he was in the pie shop. Pies, pies. He'd eat so many. Each year his weight gain was between 4 and 20. One day a bad call came. He said, I want to be in the radio game. I thought he was joking. I wasn't convinced. And poor Whipper hasn't told another joke since. He raps and he embarrasses me. He thinks he's Jay-Z, but I just call him Carby B. Now boys claim to be working from home. Easy Whip, cause his home is the size of Rome. So yes, Mother's Day has mixed emotions for me. I wish I had a son who knew how to count past three. But talking to you guys today makes me less sad, cause I get to see Fitzy's big rig, and that ain't so bad.
As my mother, right? You don't have to read the words that Tom writes. You can change them.
Sarah McGilvray, this is a tough choice.
Well, you know what? It's really not that tough, because any woman who's had to put up with the two of you, they're both absolute heroes in my book. So 100% happy Mother's Day. It's a draw.
Oh, draw. Everyone's a winner.
Decision, Sarah.
I'll get stuffed.
No, mums, we do love you. We love you so much. We want to say happy Mother's Day. Thank you very much for joining us, and you've won $100 worth of petrol.
Thanks, mums.
This is Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.